let's jump right into it. Let's talk about misconceptions. Let's talk about how we see the world in a way that creates a mentality that prevents us from taking the inspiration into action. So the first thing I want to talk about in terms of misconceptions is who is responsible for our lives. We look into the world and we think that the world is responsible for our lives. Our parents are responsible for our happiness. God, the community, the economy, the president. There's always somebody or something to blame why my life isn't the way it's supposed to be. And if right now as I'm speaking, you ask yourself, where is the area of your life that you don't feel great in? Where is the area of life that you feel like you need to change? Many times, the reason why you haven't changed is because there's somebody else at fault for the reason why you are the way you are. I'd be so much better to my kids if they would just listen to me. My wife has no idea. My husband doesn't appreciate who I am. I'm telling you, if I could just understand this religion better, like, it'd be so easy, but it makes no sense to me. It's so not fair. The economy is set up in a way to help those that aren't working or to help those that are too rich. We assume that other people share in the responsibilities for our lives, and that is just not true. We are responsible for our own lives. And I want to say that again, because this is a concept that is so hard for us to understand. The only person responsible for your life is you. You are responsible for your life. There's a great man who in 1942 was sent to a gas chamber. His name was Viktor Frankl. And in September 1942, Viktor Frankl, a prominent Jewish psychologist, was in Vienna. He was arrested and transported to Nazi concentration camps, where he stayed for 3 years. When he was liberated 3 years later, everybody, including his pregnant wife, was killed. When he left, he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. In there, he created something called logotherapy. I want to read to you what he wrote, because it has such an amazing, amazing impact. Here's what he wrote. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing. The last of human freedoms is to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. To choose one's way. Yes, conditions may not go the way we want. But at the end of the day, what gives us the life we want is not the conditions. What gives us the life we want is our approach, our perspective, our attitude towards the conditions. And he said that in the camps, people faced similar terrible circumstances. Some came out stronger, some came out broken, some didn't come out at all. And what made them different wasn't their circumstance. These are people that were stripped of everything, including their human dignity, including their humanity. What made them different was one thing, their response to stimulus. Because in between stimulus and response is a space. And in that space is the power to choose our response. Now, in that power lies our growth and our freedom. Before you start deciding what to do in your life, you need to understand and appreciate and believe this at the core of your being. The more we let other people or other things dictate how we feel, we give up that power. Giving up the power makes us less capable of making a change. Change comes when we're in a power position. Change comes when we're in control. You can't change directions of the car if you're sitting in the passenger seat. The only way you change directions of the car is if you have the wheel. Even if you're the guy in the driver's ed, you can hit the brakes, but you can't change directions. If you really want to change directions of your life, you have to look at everyone else that you've blamed, including God, including circumstance or fate or all the stuff that whoever we're blaming. And it could be the most negative thing in the world, because remember, it's not the circumstance that change us. It is our response to the circumstance. I'm not trying to minimize pain in any way. But for most of us, the reason why we're not able to change is because we feel like we're victims. I'm just not a studier. I just can't sit for more than 5 minutes. Really? You can't sit or you don't want to sit. I'm hot-tempered. I'm lazy. This is just who I am. This is the house I grew up in, my family. I mean, there's a reason why I can't hold the relationship down because, really? The more we allow ourselves to give responsibility to anybody else in our lives, the more we lose control of the steering wheel. You are responsible for your life. You can't control the circumstance, but you control your response to the circumstance. At the end of the day, what we really want in life is good circumstances, right? Why? Why do we want stuff? because stuff makes us feel a certain way. If I have a lot of money, I feel a certain way. If I have a lot of love, I feel a certain way. If people like me, I feel a certain way. If I've got letters after my name, I feel a certain way. The stuff we want and the circumstances we're demanding, really, is just a way to feel a certain way. But guess what? You make yourself feel a certain way. You control how you feel to any circumstance. And so, as opposed to allowing the circumstances control, if you take back that control and assume full responsibility, you go back into the driver's seat. I'll tell you a quick story, and then we'll move on to another point. I had a friend of mine who was working for a company for many years, and this happens a lot with big companies. They string you along for years and years and years, and they tell you you're doing great, and they pat you on the back, and then when it's time to come to make you partner or something, they say, well, we love you, but. And this guy was complaining for years on end, just complaining. He'd come home to his wife and say, like, I can't believe it, I work so hard, my boss doesn't understand me, it doesn't make sense, I'm so valuable, so I'm valuable. That's what he did. Complained, complained, complained. And then he'd have this moment of inspiration where he would try to be a better employee, and then as soon as he tried to be better, he'd get stuck back down and we'd call it a day. And we spoke. And I said, you know what the problem is? I said, you're putting the responsibility of your career in their hands. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, why are you letting your career be dictated by your bosses? Well, he's like, who else? I'm like, you. You run your company called you. You're responsible for your career. Stop complaining. Stop sitting around and like waiting for your boss to realize how great you are. Start realizing that either you're going to make it or you won't. And he took it to heart and he went back to work and he realized that the reason why he was complaining the whole time is because he wanted so badly for them to realize how great he was. But guess what? He wasn't so great. There were parts of his ability that just wasn't developed. And he said, you know what? I'm done complaining. I'm done giving them responsibility. I'm responsible for my career. And he focused on the three things that he wasn't great at. And then he went out and he tried to find other people. He made connections. He sat at meetings. He tried to build a career. And guess what? He got picked up by somebody else and he became a partner in another company. This happens all the time. Happens in relationships all the time. You look at your spouse and go, you're responsible for my happiness. No, she's not. No, he's not. You're responsible for your happiness. You look up at God and go, you're responsible. I don't understand something. Like I asked, why aren't you delivering? And God's like, really? That's how it works. I work for you. First step, find every area of your life and ask yourself, who is responsible for the success in this area? And if it is anyone else but you, stop it. Take back control. Once you realize you're responsible, then there's the like, oh my God, I got to make this happen feeling. But the first thing you need to do, if you really want to make a change, is grab the steering wheel back. Find the area of your life that you want to change and make sure that there is nobody else that you're looking to make it happen. You and you alone are responsible.